Well, friends, Christmas is past, and many people would have had gifts of which I'm sure not a few were iPhones and mobile phones and all kinds of technologies for transmitting and communicating messages. These are indeed wonderful and useful devices. They are not, of course, as we all know, without their downside. What kind of messages are transmitted on these devices? The device and invention is excellent, but what about the messages that are given out on them? The church must make full use of all the technology available to her to transmit the glorious gospel which she has been entrusted with, which she's been entrusted. Now, the book of Hebrews begins by stating that God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But how did the prophets, in turn, communicate to the large number of people they were addressing without the technology that we have today? We have a plethora, as we said, of mediums literally at our fingertips and in even our pockets by which we can communicate the gospel to the ends of the earth. But how did they transmit it in biblical times? They had no such devices as we have today. Well, we must remember that the prophets did not live in a culture like ours, where there were regular, organized services like our 11 o'clock and 6 p.m. services in a church every Sunday. In fact, worship in these olden times was mainly, in the Old Testament, was done by prayer and offering sacrifices, such as were described in Exodus and Leviticus and in the Old Testament. When you wanted to worship God, when you wanted to thank God, you offered a sacrifice to him. You went to an altar. You made one if there wasn't one near you. So what did the godly inspired men who were given messages to communicate to the people, what did they do to communicate the urgency of the gospel message to their people? Well, many of the prophets were artists, actually, songwriters, poets, musicians, and many of them were actually dramatists. Yes, dramatists. They used the gifts and the talents that God gave them to convey the gospel. And they used a lot of visual aids in their ministries. God, for example, told Jeremiah to buy a loincloth, to dip it in water and to hide it, and after many days go and dig it up and see how spoiled it is, and then say, thus says the Lord of hosts, even so will I spoil the pride of Judah. That's Jeremiah 13. Again, God told Jeremiah, take a flask, break the flask in the sight of the men, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, so will I break this people and this city, so that it can never be mended. Jeremiah 19. Ezekiel was asked to do very strange things in order to attract the attention of the people. The prophets, they all did many unusual things and dramatized God's message to the people as best they could. To communicate the urgency and importance of their message. Isaiah was a most conscientious prophet who tried hard to get Israel's ear. He wrote and sang many songs, but Israel never responded to them. Now, if you walk down Princes Street in Edinburgh or Oxford Street in London, you will inevitably see buskers, and most of them trying hard to make a living, and you and I must help them as much as we can. But there were some street musicians and singers. There are rather some street musicians and singers who have an important message to give, and they're Christians. And I want you to imagine that you are walking along High Street in Inverness, for those of you who are local here, but any city, and you meet a busker singing his heart out. Now, as you pass by that busker, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear what Isaiah is saying in Isaiah chapter 5. I'm just going to read it, what he's saying. Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard, on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. And he looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Israel, he said, men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I looked for it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I'll tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and briars and thorns shall grow up. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it, for the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant planting. And he looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed. Now that was the prophet Isaiah's message to the people of Judah. And he did it by singing a love song to Israel to win their hearts, because his heart was broken because of their many sins and their unlistening ears. It was a song about God's love for them, for his people, for whom he had done so much. God could not have done more for Israel than what he had done. They were just not interested in God at all, not in anything to do with right living. In fact, they had reversed the very meaning of God's values of goodness and truth by calling good evil and evil good. Just like ourselves. And that message from Isaiah could be sung in our streets today. When he sang it, Israel were already being made a desert land. But more was to follow, more was to come. There was complete desolation, an exile ahead of them, exile to Babylon. But the biggest tragedy of all was that it could all have been averted. If they had acknowledged their sin, if they repented, if they turned to God, God would have forgiven them and restored them. They would have been blessed and a leading nation in the world. And so at the beginning of a new year, friends, let us resolve to make known not only the just judgment of God, but also let us make known his incredible mercy in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom he sent into the world to make atonement for the sins of the world. Yes, that babe whose birth we celebrated just 2 days ago is the Saviour who can save to the uttermost all, everyone who comes to him in faith. God is waiting to be gracious to us. if we would just acknowledge our sins. So let us make use of all the technology that we have available to us now, and to give that message of hope to a world that is crying out for light in the darkness. May God bless these thoughts to his soul.